the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-Aliyy al-Azim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. We were discussing the hadith from Imam Kazim عليه السلام about the significance of intellect, addressing Hisham ibn Hakam. I read the last few words that we reflected on so that it can connect us to the remaining of the hadith. فَمَنْ أَقَلَ عَنِ اللَّهِ اِعْتَزَلَ أَهْلَ الدُّنْيَا وَالرَّاغِبِينَ فِيهَا. Whoever is able to have some deep understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through a rational process, not just some kind of understanding without being based on, you know, rational understanding, not something that you have just heard. فَمَنْ أَقِلَ عَنِ اللَّهِ is able to understand Allah by reasoning and argumentation and actually making that idea your own idea. Because when you prove something for yourself, then it becomes yours. And you just accept by hearing from other people, this is their idea, it's not your idea. So if you are able to achieve such a deep understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اِعْتَزَلَ أَهْلَ الدُّنْيَا. For such a person, dunya has no value, and therefore the people who are after dunya have no value. وَرَغِبَ فِي مَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. And instead, he would try to seek what is available with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ أُنْسَهُ فِي الْوَحْشَةِ وَصَاحِبَهُ فِي الْوَحْدَةِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would be their companion, their friend, their acquaintance when they are alone. وَغِنَاهُ فِي الْعَيْلَةِ. When he is not able to afford for buying what he needs, when he is poor or he has lots of, you know, people under his care, therefore he suffers from poverty, Allah is his rich. Allah is the wealth that he has. We human beings have concern for the truth, which is very important. And it is part of us as being human. If there is a person who says, I am a human being and I have no interest in truth, so this is alarming. This is a very bad symptom. If someone says, I don't bother about truth, this is very bad. So we have this concern for the truth. But some people, for them, knowing everything is as valuable as other things. For example, they just go to a library and pick up a book and start reading. They go to a news, for example, shop and, you know, news agent, and they take something and they just read it. Or they go to internet and just surf the internet and they just read it. Okay, it's good that you have this habit of reading. It's good that you want to know more. But this is not proper way. Because there are so many things that have not that much impact on our life. We have to be focused. So although there can be many pieces of truth, there can be many different items of truth, we have to find out those which are useful, those who are more beneficial for us. Especially in our age, this is a challenge for us. Maybe in the past, maybe 200 years ago, a person who was, for example, not a scholar, but a normal person, would not see in his life more than 10-20 books. Average people. No newspaper, No journal, no magazine, no internet, maximum seeing 10, 20 books. We are bombarded with lots of material, lots of literature. There are so many books to read, so many, I don't know, articles, papers, websites, TV channels. We are bombarded with data. And these can involve some truth. Indeed, it is very hard to find something which is absolutely free from truth. Even those things which are not produced by good people, they put some truth in it so that they can attract you. But it's a matter of priority. We have to find out which one is more truthful, which one enjoys more compliance with the truth, which one can better help us in our pursuit of truth.
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers. Open your heart to something greater.
His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide.
There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here, who created us, who we must fear.
So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Therefore, we have to be very selective. Otherwise, we don't go anywhere. In this age, if we are not selective, we waste our life and time and energy. We have to be very selective. So this is something that we have to master, how to be selective. And to be selective, you have to have your priorities set up. Without that, you cannot say, I have priority, or I have, you know, focus, or I have orientation. You should know what are you looking for. What are you after that? Okay? According to the Quran, according to Islam, there is one thing that can set up for us all priorities. There is one thing that can help us to have focus in our life. There is one thing that can mobilize all our efforts and energy and talents for prosperity of ourselves and other people. So not only it secure my interest, at the same time it secure interest of other people. And that is when you go towards the source and origin of everything which has a truth in it. And that is Al-Haq. And that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you decide about anything other than Allah, according to the distance that that thing has with Allah, according to the closeness or remoteness of that thing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will be focused.
I'm looking back throughout the years to breathe as hard, and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know?
Let us stop here, and inshallah, hopefully we'll have some chance in future to continue this discussion. May inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qualify us to be good followers for Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, and to be always at their service in spreading the true message of Islam, inshallah. May Allah protect our seminary and all Islamic seminaries from everything which is bad and disliked. May Allah protect our seminaries from anything which stops them from functioning properly and in the way that would prepare them for playing a great role in Akhirul Zaman that Ahlul Bayt expect from them. May Allah protect the life of our ulama and maraja and all people who do good things for promotion of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah heal all brothers and sisters who are ill. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all marhumin, especially marhumin of the brothers and sisters who are here and those who have rights upon us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the last moment of our life the best moment of our life. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
Farshid turabu yadunni wa huwa ghita'i hawli rimal talufni bal min wara'i wal lahdu yahki zulmatan فيها ابتلائي والنور خط كتابه أنسي لقائي أنسي لقائي والأهل أين حنانهم باعوا وفائي
هذه نهاية حالي فشدت.